geometric.
Hi, welcome back to Talking Tabletop, where we're going to try a brand new format that we have not done yet. This is my first time doing this intro in the new format, and we'll talk about that more later on. But as always, to my right here is Trevor.
Hello, good morning. And joining me is the host with the most, Danny.
Welcome. And so what we're going to be doing with this format, we're going to start off first by talking about what we've been playing lately, and then we're going to get into a segment called I'm Game, where we have a topic that we're going to be discussing. But first, what have you been playing, Trevor?
So lately, I've been playing the game Century Golem Edition. This was a special reskin, I would say, of the game Century Spice Road, in which you are having to manage your economy of these crystals that you're using to build golems for victory points. The artwork is absolutely outstanding. It's got one of the best trays I've ever seen in a board game, and that's coming from someone who's a big fan of Days of Wonder stuff. And it's absolutely beautiful. If you haven't played Century Golem Edition, then you should. But that said, Danny, what are you playing lately?
I've been going back to the roots and playing a 1960s game called Acquire, all about building up, Sid Saxon. It's 3M Bookshelf Games is one of my favorites. And that's probably my favorite one of the series. It's basically you are building out kind of like on this grid. You have what looks like Scrabble tiles of coordinates. Sounds really exciting. And you're buying shares in these companies, I guess, they technically are. And as groupings of these tiles get connected, those companies merge, and then you can have payouts for it. And it's really interesting how it works. Each time I play it, I have a blast. So, Acquire.
Business, the board game.
Business, exactly. So that goes into what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be discussing Monopoly. And afterwards, we're going to want you to join in on the conversation. I'm going to be taking the pro side. I quite like Monopoly. And
I do not. At all.
And we found that it's pretty much universally, there is no middle line with Monopoly. You either grew up loving it and still love it, or you have flipped the board at least at some point in your life and you very much hate it.
5 hours in, you're tired of mom stealing the pink 50s. Where are you getting the 50s from, banker?
Yeah, always accusing of the cheater, which now there's the cheaters version, and there's the gamer version, and the millennials version, where they have a participation ribbon, if you can believe
the
that.
The winner is the player who's the most woke.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say, you know, Monopoly, it came out first in the 30s, I believe, or the 20s with the landlord game. And the original intent with Monopoly was to show how bad capitalism is. It was actually an educational game. And that was a proof of it, because people going bankrupt left and right is a good lesson to have. But I see its success because it brought to board gaming what a lot of things didn't have. Back then, all you had was roll and move, where you'd roll some dice, move, whoever gets to the end normally wins. This had this whole secondary basis of playing where it added almost like a poker element. I have stuff that you want. How are you going to make it worth my while? And that's what brought into the negotiations. That's what brings in the fun part of the trading and, well, what I'm trying to get this set of different properties of the same color and region. And then you have that extra little strategy. If you don't play with house rules, generally, it will be a better game where you're auctioning those off. That means anytime anybody lands on one of the spaces in the market, it becomes available for sale, not just to the person, they can buy it, but then they can start a bid trying making it cheaper for them, or it could go to somebody else in the game who wants it more. And since that money is being removed, and don't play with the money on free parking. If you listen to anybody else, that's a bad idea. The tax spots are to take the money out of the game, not to bring it back in. That elongates the game ridiculously. And then finally, if you're playing with somebody who refuses to trade, which we all know that member of our family is like, oh, I'm just not going to trade. I don't know how. It makes the game obnoxiously long, and I get that. But if you play it with the right group and the right mindset, it's going to be a fun time. What do you think?
Yeah, speaking of fun times, it's not. So when I think of Monopoly, I think of all of the games that have taken that idea and done it much better, made it more succinct, made it far, far more playable. So Monopoly to me is like the old school, like original S, or not SNES, the original NES Mario Brothers, where it was just a simple run right, get to the finish line. Versus games today are much like a Mario Odyssey, where we've taken that idea and we've improved upon it vastly, to the point where there's so many more things you can do. Now, it's fair to say that you have to kind of know where you came from to know where you're going. However, just because the game was the first of its kind doesn't make it fun. The game itself is very long. It can be very arduous. If you're like me, and you generally will have a very different gaming group of various ages and complexity levels, you generally will see someone who's gone deep into the strategy and gets a runaway victory where they have bought just the right properties, and someone else winds up just going around in circles, bankrupt most of the time. Or my personal favorite is their go back to start mechanic with the go to jail, where now it's based entirely on luck whether or not I can play. So I might sit up three entire rounds before I ever get a chance to even do anything. That's a bad design, where one person basically gets to sit and watch their friends play a game, to me.
Well, I see what you're saying, and in most games where you go back to start, that's an awful, awful design. However, in Monopoly, going to jail, it can be at your benefit. For example, if I own a line of property, and I have houses or hotels on them that I know that you are going to have that disadvantage by going to, I might wait it out for you to pay me, and that actually might be worth my time. More often than not, if I already have an established group of properties ready and I have players that are moving towards it and I get sent to jail, I will stay the three turns. You don't have to pay the $50 to get out. You can actually wait it out and let the others like fall into your traps, so to say. I don't see that as being a disadvantage, and I think that's actually a solid strategy to whether you are in there or not. But if you don't have those properties, then yeah, you're going to want to get out and you're going to want to try and get into the board. But if you already have that advantage, that could work out for you.
To counterpoint that, and shifting gear a little bit, because the next thing I have to talk about Monopoly, it may involve go-karts. So excuse the downshift. Monopoly's biggest problem, to me, is that they also can't really make a name off of the game itself. Now, as we said in the intro, there are so many different versions, there are so many different variations. You have the Cheaters Editions, you have the Millennials Editions, you have the Gamer Editions with the Mario Kart version of Monopoly, or the Super Mario version of the game. Anytime you have to take a game and add things that make it play faster because you know that the game is inherently long, like with the Gamer Edition, where now money is a much more finite resource, and you have to add special abilities or more dice or things like that. That says to me that there was obviously an inherent issue in its design where everyone knew that it took too long to play. I don't think I've ever played a game of the original Monopoly in my life that was less than 4 hours minimum. That's too long, especially when you consider that in that same amount of time, I could knock out three or four good games that do the same thing. So it's a little too long, and I think that they've realized that there's a bit of a problem in that design with its length and its play mechanics.
I see what you're saying, but if you're playing without house rules and you're playing with people who are willing to trade that fast, it's a 45 minute to an hour game. And I agree with, and I played it oftentimes under an hour, and that's very true. And not just with like two players, and we agree at cutoff point, but the re-implementations of Monopoly, like the gamer version, like the, not so much the cheaters, the U-Build is a perfect example of that. Their beginner game only has four sets of properties, and it's very small track. It clarifies those rules that people have been getting long and house ruled for so long. It says when you land on a property, if you don't buy it, you must auction it. It has that in bold, and it has reminders saying, this is what you need to do. That is not a choice, and that's not a choice in the original game. The money being more finite, that's just to simplify the amounts that are in it. I think the U-Build had a perfect example that as soon as somebody went bankrupt, then the game ends. And it's not a player elimination thing. It's not waiting to see what it is. It's once somebody is eliminated, they're not going to sit out. They end the game, and everybody then counts their resources, which is much more manageable than waiting for everybody to be eliminated. Because I agree, sitting and watching your friends have fun, well, fun is relative to your term, that can be excruciating, especially if you're playing with house rules and it's taking 4 hours. But if it's a 45 minute and one player gets eliminated that quick, then you count up your resources, then it's done. That's pretty awesome, I think. And I think there's games, and I do agree, there are games that make that a better experience. I'm going to go into Settlers of Catan because I think that makes it a better experience. And I know you're smiling, and there's a reason for that because this will be a great counterpoint.
If there's one game I like less than Monopoly, it's Catan.
But I'm going to use that as my pro because the people who like Settlers of Catan play it because of that negotiating, that wheeling and dealing. And there are other games that are like that, like Cash and Guns, Good Critters, other ones that have it all boiled down to how can I make this trade worth your while while it's worth my while as well, and how can we gain the advantage by dealing? And that's where Monopoly does shine.
On the counterpoint of that, in the last few years, board games have exploded in popularity. I think that confectionery games are becoming all the more prevalent in this community because you have a lot of longtime board gamers that are trying to get their friends that don't play board games into their favorite hobby. Monopoly has put such a bad taste in so many players' mouths, especially the ones that don't regularly play board games, that when you say, hey, come on over to my house for game night, we're going to play some board games, the first words out of their mouths are, what, like Monopoly? I don't like Monopoly. And you have to spend that much more time convincing your friends, like, no, look, these are good games, you got to hear me out. This is a game like Munchkin, it's nothing like Monopoly. It's just come over and play some games, and they're like, well, I don't know, we'll see. Monopoly took what started out as, you know, kind of a family gaming hobby, something you did with your parents and stuff around the holidays, and it took what's now becoming a ever-expanding hobby and has kind of closed off the general populace's mind to the idea of board games, where you can have a game night at your friendly local game store, and people are like, oh, what kind of games do you play? Like Monopoly? Like Clue? No. There's more than just that. Like, quit thinking, like I said earlier, quit thinking NES and get into the modern age. You know, we've improved upon those things. We now have games like Splendor, games like Century. There are better games that do this, that are more fun, they are more appealing art-wise. That said, Monopoly is trying to get there with some of its newer additions. Like, you look at some of the newer Nintendo-themed ones, and you get little miniatures for your favorite characters. But it's still not developed enough where it makes people want to get into that hobby. But that said, that's been our points on the pros and cons of Monopoly. But we want to know what you think. Was there some talking points we missed? Was there some things that we just blatantly ignored as we are wanting to do? Let us know in the comments down below.
And make sure you hit that subscribe button for all of our future videos, all of our future talks that we have talking about board game, and everything awesome that's on this channel. Seriously, come check out more videos, and if you liked what you saw now, get in on the discussion and check us out more. With that being said, this was Talkin' Tabletop. I was Danny.
I'm Trevor.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or read? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.